Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid.
Yeah.
Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders. Welcome to the hottest podcast on Wall Street. Power Hour Traders Network Live. Brought to you on blogtalkradio.com. It's been a wild day in the market today. It's been a wild week. Let's break into the actions, and I will show you the trade I had today. I only traded once. That's all I wanted to trade today, which is NVGN, 5,000 shares at 410, got out at 419. You might be asking yourself, hey, Michael, it ran to 425. I don't care. I got in. And I got out, banked some nice profit. Could have had a lot more. But as I always say, you always should leave a little on the table for the next person. It's years of experience. This is 7 years ago, or I was a huge ego head. I would have pretty much held. I probably would have freaking lost a lot. Because I would have wanted more. Now I understand. Get some shares. Get in and get out. Go on with your day. That's the rule of trading. Always make money, right? That's what I look to do. So today's show, we're going to be actually going over the plug press conference they had yesterday. We're going to, a little later in the show, we'll go over that. Let's talk about plug just a little bit. As you know, I was in the 280 to 290 range. The earnings were widely bigger than the reason why they had that delay, I believe, and the stock pretty much just went through the shitter. Now it's traded in the 250 range, I believe. It's probably going to go lower from there. That goes to show you how messed up of a company this thing is. During a press conference, he would not talk about the failure. He only would talk about what they'd done 5 years ago. This dude is still stuck in the past. He won't talk about Plug's future. He says it's great, but he won't talk about what they're doing wrong. He only would talk about the great things. Now, is that a CEO you want to be involved in, or the company you want to be involved in, or does that sound like a stock promoter? To me, that sounds like a stock promoter. I do not recommend Plug whatsoever. I think Plug is a piece of shit. I think they should freaking be delisted. I believe the SEC should look into some of their from a while ago, press releases. I think they're extremely misleading. And they're using loopholes to talk about the future of Plug, which they're trying to say, this is what could happen. They're not being held responsible for it, for the mishap, because none of this shit is happening. Sounds a lot like Enron, right? Anyway, I hope you guys had a great St. Patrick's Day. I had a good day. I've been eating corned beef for the last 3 days. Now I'm done with that. I'm not even Irish, but I enjoy a nice corned beef. But anyway, I'm done with that. Let's bring on Easter. Let's get the holidays done with and let's start making money in the market. So the decision came out. Helen decided not to forego and hold back on the interest rates being at crazy low prices. The hike won't happen in April, but it's going to happen soon. So what is that going to do to the market? We don't know. Because we've been in the market being highly manipulated by the Fed. The Fed propped this up. So do we even know what a real price of the Dow should be at? If the Fed never got involved, where would we actually be at today in the market? Nobody knows. Companies are doing well, but would they be doing that well if the Fed wasn't involved? That's all the things to come in and play and happen. Can we survive without the Fed? Nobody knows. banks are still borrowing from the Fed. You don't know about it because they have laws in place where they can keep that private. Because if you were a member of a bank that had to borrow money from the Fed, would you actually keep your money in that bank? I wouldn't. But there's banks still borrowing from the Fed. We're well past 2008, but things have never corrected themselves. We've just been adding piles and piles of cash to a black hole, and we propped this market up where it's only set for one place, and that's just the collapse. How higher can we go? That's what you gotta know. How higher can we go? It got to the point where is the Fed moving the market even higher, or is it just us? Nobody knows. I'll tell you one thing. I don't like the Fed involved in anything. What happened in the days of free market? If you fail, you go away. You don't get saved. America's home of the failures, because we save our failures. Because we're, as a society, we're so grotesque and keeping our failures. We're so scared to fail that even when we fail, we won't fail because we'll just add more money to the pile. We'll just correct it. So it's just a little correction. That's a crack of shit, man. If you fail, you fail. And if the Dow's only worth 10 grand, then shit, the Dow's only worth 10 grand. The Dow's only worth 9. Then shit, it's only worth 9. It's at 18. Is it really worth 18? I think it's really worth 13. But my honest opinion, I think if the Fed never got involved, I think we'll be at 13 right now. With the market, with the economy actually really growing without the help of the Fed, we wouldn't be as far as along as we are right now. But we would be digging ourselves out of the hole ourselves and growing as a country as one instead of being so divided as we are. We are so divided as a country. It's not even kidding. The best thing that ever happened in this country was to get Barack Obama as a president. He had the ball in his court. He could have done so many things for our country, but he didn't. He divided us that we don't have been divided before. I was born in the early 80s. I don't remember too much of that crap when I was a little kid, but I never remember this country being so divided. Even in the 80s, we had all the problems in Harlem, and even Los Angeles. We weren't even that divided then. The 90s, everybody got along with each other. Everybody loved each other. Now it's so divided. Even in business, it's so divided. You have any inches of money, nobody likes you. You think, how the hell did you get that? It got to the point in society, you can't be wealthy. If you're wealthy, you're the enemy. Then it shouldn't be like that. You should be inspired by my wealth. You should be inspired by my determination. You should be inspired that I'm actually doing something instead of sitting on my ass eating pork rind. You know what I mean? Everybody just has to come together as one.
He calls me 59 days in a row. Wants to be
what's going
on? Be a picture of you in a dictionary. Yeah. I'll listen to you. All
right. My own podcast started playing back to me. It freaked me out. Like I was saying, everybody should come together as one. You can come together as one, as one. I think we could actually grow as a country. Is that ever going to happen? Probably not. But I would like to see everybody come together, though. I really would. Because shit's out of whack. We're so divided. Now back to stocks. Let's look at a scanner right now. Let's find some trades that are popping off. I have a video coming out today. I'm going to make this video today after this podcast. It's going to be entitled The Wild Wild West. The Penny Stocks Wild West. Everybody on Wall Street and everybody in the media makes fun of penny stocks, saying they're so risky and stuff. I want to show you a whole bunch of penny stocks stocks that even called this week and in the past that can make you some serious gains. And I'm going to show you how to trade them. I'm going to show you certain factors and certain risk management techniques you should use to trade them and how you can become a cowboy. But not just a cowboy just buying anything. I mean a cowboy as in being elite. Knowing what you're doing. Because everybody thinks penny stock trading is gambling. It's not. It's an art form. I'm going to show you that art form later on today. We also have a webinar coming out tomorrow. I know it's going to be today, but I decided to push it back because I wanted to do this video. And I hate doing back-to-back podcasts and webinars. Because after that, I get so worn out. This takes a lot out of me, guys. So, we have this right here. Then we're going to have the video on later on today. Then tomorrow we're doing the webinar. It's going to kick ass. We already have 5 people joining our webinar that I don't even know. So they're new people, which I like that. So let's do a scanner real quick. We're going to look at stocks from $1 to 20. And we're going to see this what's hot. I like this stock right here. It's FTR Frontier. It's around the bid at $7.55. Has 8 million plus shares traded. Volume as is 25,934, 35, 36. All right, welcome back to the show. I didn't realize I was connected. Hope you heard most of what I was saying. I'll play it back later on. But as I was saying, we're doing a scan on stocks from $1 to 20. I just want to see what's trending. I don't trade stocks above 10, but I just want to see what's going. I like Frontier, which is FTR. There's 8 million, close to 9 million shares traded, 26,000 plus trades, 755 bid with a 756 ask. As you know, a couple weeks ago, this really took off in this range, and it ran up all the way to 840. So I'm keeping this on my radar. The other company in the same sector, which is Windstream, they actually make the equipment that most companies use for a modem to connect to the internet. Most companies either use Motorola or they use Windstream. So Windstream trades at 804 bid with the 805 ask. It's up 4.262%. 8 million shares traded with 22,000 trades. That's the other company that's been trending for a while. There's another favorite of mine that's pretty much getting a bloodbath right now, which is TVIX at 182 with a 183 ask. That's a new 52-week low. It's pretty much collapsing. After pretty much the news came out that they're gonna not hire the interest rates this month or April, pretty much the market just took off and pretty much just collapsed big time. The spike is up nice right now. EXXI, I like it. I don't like it at 352 though. I could have had a lot lower, but I was busy trading some other stuff. So I had this on my watch list, on my oil watch list on Monday. So if you guys were paying attention to that, you guys had a chance to make some decent money off of that. BlackBerry, do I recommend BlackBerry? No. I have the new Q10. I plan on getting the passport, and I decided to say, fuck BlackBerry. You can't even use the apps. You can't, because I want to use Snapchat. I think Snapchat would be really, really well for my business. So I can do Snapchat because social media is huge. I can't do Snapchat at all on BlackBerry. I can't even do WhatsApp. So I decided I'm going to upgrade to Apple. I'm going to get a, and the connection is terrible. Like, I can text on the internet all day, but the voice connection itself on the BlackBerry phones are terrible. So I'm going to be upgrading myself to go to the Apple family. I'm going to get that new 6 phone. a new iPhone. I'm going to go from there. Here's another company that's been on our watch list that's been taking off huge. Nobody wanted to listen because it wasn't doing anything. Now it's just going bananas. MVIS. This shit is huge. Here's another company that's been on our watch list of late, which is BIOS. That's up 2.29 today. Over 2 million shares traded. 11,000 trades. It's going nice. It's at 469 bill at the 470 ask. Loving it. Do I believe that alternative energy is dead? Because oil is so cheap. We always would just use oil because there's so much of it. And you can't get rid of it. Alternative energy, you can. You can just stop making it. It can go away just like a snap of a finger. Boom, fuel cells are gone. Boom, solar is gone. Boom, everything else is gone. Oil, it's naturally growing, baby. We just drill it. God supplied us with oil, so I think we should use it. Just saying. Oil is dirt cheap right now. I strongly suggest to start really investing in oil. Forget about the alternative energy stuff. There's no really need for it. Oil is so cheap. EXXI is a good one. REXX. CPE. There's so many other ones that are really good right now. I only trade about two sectors. That's pretty much oil and biotech. I'm a biotech guy. Always have been. FDA drugs. Those stocks go bananas. And these just go hard. Here's a highly manipulated biotech stock that used to be a pink sheet. Now it's on the NASDAQ, which is a MMKD. That can go from 4 to 10 bucks within a few days, then collapse back down to 4 like it was nothing. So always should be on your watch list. Angie's List. That's 6 bucks, 648. There's a little million shares trading. Anybody actually use Angie's List? Angie's List went from it was started to some, because I think some lady wanted to find a somebody to work on her house, but she had no way to do it, so she decided to make a list. And that was called Angie's List. Now it's a publicly traded company. And she's on a beach somewhere sipping margaritas because she's not involved anymore. I wouldn't think she would be. Or she's the idiot who was the founder of Yahoo and decided to stay on. Then the board decided to kick him off years later. Now he's probably in some like freaking laboratory starting some huge shit that he'll come out pretty soon with. I'm just making small talk right now. Alright guys, if you're a member of the Head Sheet Training Room on Facebook, I have a poll out right now. Should I have a co-host for this podcast? I'm voting yes. I think it'd be kind of cool to have a co-host. And I think my co-host would be Bill. Bill's a funny guy. Bill's way out there, man. His thinking and everything's just like way out there. Bill's a wild man. He's pro Republican. He hates liberals. And his Wall Street mindset is like superb. He's really good for stocks over $10 a trade. I'm below that. He's above that. He's more of a long-term trader. He'll buy something and hold it for like a long time. He's really good at that. He's also great at gambling. He has a sports book where he gives sports picks out. He does really well with that. He's killing bookies. I think he'll be a great addition. But it's up to the members in the room if you want a co-host or not. Then I'll make a decision if I will have one or not. I think I should. I think it'll bring more depth into the show so I can talk to somebody. If you guys don't know it already, I left Skype. No more Skype training room. It slowed down my whole computer. It slowed down my members' computers. It was overall a really tough process. And say if you're going to the gym or say you had to go do something but you still want to be a part of the room and you're on your phone, it would drain your battery life like a bitch. So, no more of that. Right now, we're going to take a look at GSAT. We have a member of our community in the stock. He's in at 330, and right now he's up 10 cents. And climbing. He's been in this a couple days ago, though. The stock's been all over the place. He's starting to make a run now. He should profit okay off of this if the stock continues to go higher. It's just so small. I hate slow-moving stocks. Because you never know what's going to happen. And the level 2 on this is just absurd. The whole thing is just 339, 340. How many market makers are actually placing bid and ask on this? I don't know. Anyway, guys. Market's going to be open for the next 8 minutes. Right now, plug trades at 258 with 259 ask. There's 52,100 trades at 258. Wow. Can MVIS close above 4? It's at 396 right now. We're just going to watch to see if it can close above 4. This has been on a massive run. All I do is pick winners, boys. Win, 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 no matter what. All right. Great news, guys. Great news. Confirmation just came in. We're doing the AXXE interview on Friday, 2 p.m. We're doing the interview. It should last between 10 to 15 minutes, maybe 20 max. I don't want to make the interview go too long. I just want him to come on. I'm going to ask him a few questions. I want him to preach to you guys and what his company is about. Then I'm going to question him on a few things. And then we're just going to, go to a different topic. And then the following week, I'm looking to get another company to come on. We're going to be doing more interviews in the future. This is huge. I've been waiting for the confirmation. I finally got it, man. I'm pumped. Our first publicly traded company is coming on our podcast for an interview. This stock has been going bananas. If you guys didn't know, we've been calling this around 6 cents a couple days ago, and this ran all the way up to 17 cents before it pulled back today. Now it's looking around 12 cents. This is huge. Pumped up. So I am extremely pumped for that. Now, on other news, baseball news. Should Pete Rose get in the Hall of Fame? Yes. Should he be reinstated in baseball? No. But he should be in the Hall of Fame. He had the most hits ever. Kids don't even know who he is. Unless their father talks crazy about baseball. Nobody in this generation, or even last generation, know who Pete Roses is. I barely know who Pete Roses is. All I know is he's in the WWE Hall of Fame, and he has the most hits ever, but there's no stats showing you that whatsoever because he's banned from baseball. But he should be in the Hall of Fame. But he should not be reinstated into baseball. He should not be allowed to manage or have a working position in baseball because he cheated. He should be in the Hall of Fame. All right, breaking news. Dallas Cowboys just signed somebody. Who the hell did he sign? I'm going to ESPN. I don't trust Facebook posts. I'm a Jets fan, but I always like to see the Cowboys do good. When the Cowboys are doing good, football's doing good. Cowboys signed a Greg Hardy 1-year deal. Wow. The Ravens cut Bernard. Market is closed. The Ravens has cut their running back. Pierce after he got arrested. Ravens running backs always get in trouble, man. Jesus. Alright. I was waiting for us you guys to vote on this poll. Alright. Somebody wants to have a co-host. That's awesome. You have 2 votes for a co-host and 1 for a maybe. All right, guys. It'll be awesome to have a co-host so I can bitch at somebody. All right, guys. There's about 28 minutes left in the podcast. So I'm going to be taking some calls. I'm going to call in, give a shout out. Want to ask me a couple of questions about trading? Let's get into it. It's 646-649-0905. All right, guys. Oh, wow. It's a high-priced stock right here. See, I don't mess with that shit. I was just checking out CELG. Past my price range. I'm a penny stock, man. I love the gutter. One of my students, Daniel, just cashed in nice on the stock today, and he's still holding his GSAT, still holding that, and he's up nice, and he cashed in nice on the other stock today, which was where to go. Ready at though? Oh, SFY. Nice. Good job, Dan. He's finally winning again. When he's winning, he's in a good mood, which is nice. All right, guys. Taking calls for the last few minutes of the podcast. 646-649-0905. 646-649. 0905. Come on down. shout out to Daniel Brown today, making some money on MVIS and training along with me and actually making some money on our other play we had, which was NVGN. So MVIS and NVGN. Two good plays today. He's learning, he's evolving, he's doing some good things. In a couple weeks from now, he's going to be making some real good profit. And Kelly over there, testing the strategy on paper trading, our plays, he's learning as well. A few new brand new students are making money, they're learning, things are happening, things are going good. Webinar tomorrow night. Things are going around real well. Friday, AXXE CEO will be coming on our podcast at 2 p.m. Having a live interview. Knocking on wood that it goes legit so I get more interviews in the future. Making this podcast a legitimate piece on Wall Street. All right. Let me know the poll in the room if you want to have a co-host. I think that'll bring more length and depth to the podcast. AXXE traded over 11.8 million shares traded and went high as 17 cents and it pulled back into the 11 cent range. I think more to come. I think eventually this goes back over 20 cents. A lot of things going on with the company. I'm liking it. All right. So if you guys are having a great day and a great week, this week is flying by. It's already Wednesday and it's already over. Just seems like a day ago it was Sunday. The time flies by when you're having a good time, let me tell you. So the video I have coming out later today, I think is going to be very good. It's going to show some insight on why people think penny stocks are gambling. I'm going to show you why it's not. And it's not really the wild, wild west that people think it is. Man, I just had like one of the best, before I came on, I just had one of the best corned beef sandwiches you could ask for. Whew. Wash it down with some Alma Palmer iced tea. Oh, man. Gotta stand for a moment. I've been sitting for so long. Oh. Now I'm better. And this weather's just so windy. rainy and windy. Today's nice blue skies, but it's cold. So, 17 minutes left in the podcast. Anybody wants to call in, they call in. I'll be taking calls for the next few minutes. 646-649-0905. I might end the podcast a little early just because I want to get started on this video. Going to add some nice depth to it. Trying to get an intro added into it before the video starts. Gonna make this into a nice piece. Right now I'm asking Bill if he wants to co-host with me on my podcast. And another reason why I'm not doing a webinar tonight is because one of my aunts just got diagnosed with cancer. So I'm going to have to probably do some family things and plan a trip to go out to Florida in the coming months. Well, actually, maybe even coming weeks. It depends how aggressive it is. Bill, he's not quite sure. I'm going to have to talk to him about it. I could convince him. I could convince anybody of anything. It's all about the art of persuasion, baby. I'm a salesman. Anyway, I'm going to cut the podcast short right here just because I got some things to do. I want to get this video started, get the video out. Because it's going to be a blog also, so I got to write it out. Then I have to edit it, and then I have to do the video. It's going to be one big piece. I'm going to share it on the internet everywhere. So, as I was saying, like I always say, as always, let the trading gods be with you. Peace.